Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to give the state's Environmental Protection Fund a major boost is drawing high praise. The governor wants to increase the fund to $300 million in the next state budget, more than twice the level of funding when he took office 5 years ago. Jessica Otney-Mahar of the Nature Conservancy calls the announcement historic.
It is putting New York in a position of national leadership. We think this is a sustainable level of funding, and it's the right proposal at the right time in the right budget.
The fund supports projects in every county in the state, including protecting clean drinking water, farmland preservation, waterfront revitalization, and environmental justice initiatives. Mahar says money from the Environmental Protection Fund also can be used to secure grants from the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund, which was reauthorized by Congress with increased funding last month.
To see these two investments happening at the same time is thrilling for the conservation community. So it's a great time that the state is leveraging public investments with federal investments.
Cuomo also announced funding for programs to reduce nitrogen pollution from private septic systems and public wastewater treatment facilities. Mahar says on Long Island, nitrogen pollution is the number one threat to the environment and the economy, causing algae plumes and massive fish kills.
The governor's recommitment to ensuring that we are upgrading facilities and homes on Long Island to ensure that nitrogen is being removed from wastewater is incredibly important.
The Environmental Protection Fund has broad bipartisan support, and Mahar is confident the governor's proposed increases will be included in the coming state budget. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.